It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Do you know what this is? It's called a ukulele. We've had this at our house, and I thought I'd just bring it and show it to you. We have another one at home. And then I'd take it to Joe Negri's music shop and see if he could sell it. Yeah, we haven't been using this one. It's not in tune. So I'll find my pitch pipe and tune it so I can play it a little for you. This is a pitch pipe. It's a pipe that you blow so you get the pitch. It has letters all around the side here, you see? Now, the one I need to blow is A. See the letter A there? I'll just blow this part. Yep, that's supposed to be the first note on here. Does that sound like that? Now I think it sounds like it. Okay, now the next one is D. Take a look and see if you find the D on here. There it is, D. Together. A, D. The next one needs to be F sharp. A, D, F sharp, and then B. This is tuning the ukulele. See anybody play an instrument like this? It's a stringed instrument because it has strings. Yeah. I can't play well enough to accompany myself on a song that I'd like to sing you, but I'll just sing it to you anyway. It's called You Are My Friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are, and that's why I like to show you things like this and do things with you. Yeah, so let's take this to Negri's music shop and see what he says about it. All right? Put my pitch pipe back first. Come along to Negri's music shop. Thank you.
Goodbye now. So long, Timmy.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
This is a ukulele that we had at home, and nobody was using it. I have another one, and I just wondered if you would be interested in it.
Well, sure. You want me to try to sell it for you?
Could you?
Well, many times when people are starting to play an instrument, they like to start on a second-hand one.
Yeah, well, mine was the first hand to use this. We'll see who's the second hand to use it.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. It looks like it's in very nice shape.
You have many beautiful instruments here.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. They all have one thing in common with your ukulele.
The ones up here.
Yeah.
They all have strings, I guess.
That's right. And they also have a neck, a long neck.
Yeah. Just a second. I'd like you to try something. I'll ask Mr. Negri to hold this ukulele up beside each one of these instruments on his board. And you tell us which one this looks the most like, okay? Because there is one other ukulele there. You see
okay.
If you find it. Okay. Would you do that,
well,
Jeff?
Let's start way down. Let's start down here. Mm-hmm. Now. Mm-hmm. And this one?
It's a balalaika, isn't it?
It's a balalaika, right.
What about the next
one? Let's take a look at this one.
That's the most like it, isn't it?
That's right, because this is a ukulele, too, just like this one is. Mm.
What about you? Is this, I was going to say, is this one your guitar?
No, here's mine back here. But this one's not for sale.
I guess not.
Do you remember way back at the variety show when I sang the story?
Yes.
Well, that was true, you know.
About you?
Yeah. When I was a little boy, I had a little guitar. And it was secondhand, too.
You had to wait a long time, I guess, to get a big one like this.
I sure did. It took a lot of waiting and a lot of practicing and a lot of saving.
Would you play a song that we know on that?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
I was just singing, You Are My Friend, You Are Special. I'd like my friends to hear the way you might.
I'd
play.
Like that.
As I watched you play, couldn't help but think when your finger goes
up the string,
this way on the string, it gets higher. The note gets higher and higher.
You're shortening the length of the string as you move up. So the tone,
I see. So the shorter the string, the higher the note.
The higher the note. You can do the same thing on your ukulele. Yeah. How about this 12-string guitar, for example? You could do it on that.
Yeah. What about the violin?
Or on the violin.
Mm-hmm. Could I try it on that?
Sure. Go ahead. Or on the banjo. That's kind of fun on the banjo. And it doesn't matter how big or small the instrument, it's still, look at that, you can pull that bass out right there and try it on that.
Doing a work here. Hey, that's
shortening the string.
Yeah, make
and
a higher note.
And to make a higher note.
It's fun. Like that.
I like stringed instruments, do you? I like all instruments, really.
Bet I do. Well, I guess I better go. Will you try this?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about this, and I'll be getting in touch with you real
Thanks
soon.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Okay, I'll
have
get
a good
back
day.
To my other work now.
Thanks for the song, too.
All right. Bye, Fred.
Bye. Hi.
Mr. Rogers?
Oh, hi, folks. Can I help you with something?
All those different stringed instruments. They're quite different, too, aren't they? Those ones that were on Negri's wall. And yet, they all had strings. Well, the person who buys my ukulele will be buying a second-hand ukulele. Yeah. My hand strummed it first, and the person who buys it will be the second hand to strum it. Let's have some make-believe. Thinking of second-hand things. You know, Colette, the tiger in France, sometimes sends Henrietta Pussycat second-hand dresses. Yeah, dresses that she has outgrown so that Henrietta can use them. Why don't we pretend that Mr. McFeely is delivering some of those dresses from Colette to Henrietta today. All right? Secondhand dresses. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe?
Good day, Tegatronic, good day. A speedy delivery for Henrietta. Speedy delivery for Henrietta Pussycat. Speedy delivery. A lot of deliveries here today. See, there's one for Henrietta.
Mr. McMeowley.
Good day to you, Henrietta. Good day. I have a lot of deliveries today.
Meow, your package, meow, Colette.
Yes, I do. Right here, all the way from Paris, France. There you go.
Meow, you help me open it.
All right, I'll do that for you.
Meow, dresses, meow, for me, meow.
Dresses, you say? Well, Colette is certainly a mighty fine little tiger. Yes, sirree. Well, I'll just...
Meow, my friend. Yeah, Colette, meow.
Well, let's see. Oh, Henrietta, these are certainly fancy. Look at this one.
Meow. Yeah, beautiful, meow.
That looks like a little robe, Henrietta. Well, that's the first one in here.
Meow, another?
Oh, you see, yes, there is another one right there. This is a little bigger dress.
Meow, like meow.
You like that one? Oh, that's the second
meow,
one.
Meow.
Oh, Henrietta, there's one more in here.
Meow, meow, three.
And this is a polka dot dress. That's certainly a fancy one, too.
Meow.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. McMeowley.
You're certainly
if
welcome.
If the dress is, ma'am, you're too big, meow, going to share, meow, Lady Elaine.
Well, that's mighty fine of you, Henrietta, mighty fine. Oh, Henrietta, yes. Do you mind if I keep this box? I'll use it again, all righty?
Meow, certainly, Mr. McMeowley.
Okay, good day to you.
Meow,
speedy
meow,
delivery,
meow,
thank
meow.
You. Well, let's use that again. Just save that one. Put that in there. Shut Henrietta's doors. Now, let me see. I'm all set for my next delivery. Aha, I have one for the museum ground. I'll just go right to Lady Elaine's museum ground. Lady Elaine, speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for Lady Elaine. Speedy delivery.
Oh. Do you have it?
Well, let me see. Yes, I have a delivery for Lady Elaine Fairchild, and it's from the Security Cement Foundation, Incorporated. There you go.
That's the one I wanted. That's it, boy. My museum needs some mending here. This wall back here needs a little mending.
Well, there's your box of cement, Lady Elaine.
Could you open it for me, Speedy? I'll be right back.
Well, all right, I'll try. I'll do my best here. Oh, yes, there's a hole here. Just a spout. There we go. A little spout. The cement will pour right out for Lady Elaine.
Here.
All right, Lady Elaine. Your
okay,
cement's
now,
open.
You just... Pour a little cement right in here. I'll get the water.
Well, all right, Lady Elaine.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to patch this up.
All right, and here she says, well, pour some cement in. There we go. There's
There's the water.
I put the cement in, Lady Elaine. Do you think that's enough there?
Let me see. Yeah, just right. Now, just a little bit of water.
All righty, just a little.
Not too that.
Oh.
That's it.
All right, all right.
That's good.
Well,
okay,
let me get these out of the way first. I'll put these back
stir
here.
It up with.
All right, I'll stir it up for you.
Right up here, yeah. I'm going to patch up this wall.
Oh, patching.
It'll look just like new. That's it.
Patching up today, right?
Okay, now
well,
I think I can do
it. You can do it. Well, I have to run along. More deliveries to make, Lady Elaine. You all set?
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. You're cool.
Well, happy patching. Good day to you.
Okay,
good
I
delivery.
Can do the rest here. Thanks a zillion. Just what I needed. My cementing is cementing, cementing my
way.
Hi, Lady Elaine. Oh, Andy. Hi.
How are you? What are you doing?
Just a little cementing, sweetie.
Oh, well, could I help?
Oh, if you want to. Do you have a trowel?
A trowel? Well, I have my toolbox. Let me see.
Yeah, for a trowel.
Yeah. There's
not one. Around here. The part I want fixed is right down in here.
Oh, okay.
In the wall.
Be right back there.
Very good. Hey, I've got myself some help. Some very handy help.
Oh, yeah, I see
you
it right
I mean?
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how's your cement?
Well, take a look.
Oh, it's a little
just
mixing.
Got
right
it.
There.
Yep.
I'll tell you, I have a good idea. Why don't we take the cement out of here and just kind of put it on the cement board there.
Oh, that's what cement boards are for.
And then we'll be able to get at it a lot easier. How's that?
Very
think that's enough?
Very good. Very good.
Okay, now there's your trowel.
We make a good pair, handy man and a handy lady, don't we?
Yes, we do. A handy lady and a handy man.
Handy man.
Take care of lots of things.
We do. We
a handy
do.
Lady
we
and
do.
A handy man. In a museum
go
round that spring.
Ha ha.
A handy lady and a handy man. Take care of lots of things. Yes, we do. A handy lady and a handy man. In a museum go round that spring.
Oh, hello there, Henrietta.
Hi, Henrietta. How are you?
Your mammy brought me a pretty dress, meow, Colette, meow.
Oh, it is a pretty dress. Don't you think so, Lady Elaine?
Oh, it's okay. Why don't you come on and do some cementing with us, Henrietta?
Yeah, Henrietta, do you want to?
Meow, no. Meow, 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 messy, meow. Messy.
It is sort of heavy paste like, you know.
Well, why worry about the messy part? Meow, 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 don't want meow, meow, dirty meow dress. Ah, oh, come on, Henrietta, don't be a sissy. Meow, 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 not meow, sissy. You are so. This stuff isn't messy, is it, Handy?
Well, Lady Elaine, it is rather sticky stuff, you know.
I don't want meow, 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 meow dress dirty, meow.
Well, Henrietta, you do what you want to do, dear.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, you're a sissy.
Lady Elaine.
Meow, 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 sissy. Meow, 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 handy lady. Meow, 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 meow. Sissy.
Oh, now wait a
minute. Messy, meow, meow.
Are you
too? Sissy. Messy, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 didn't want meow dress. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh.
Oh, now Henrietta's mad at me.
Well, you didn't have to call her a sissy.
She started it. She called me messy. Handy.
Yes, Lady Elaine?
Is it wrong to be the way I am?
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I like to hammer with nails and cement walls and climb trees and play games. Do you think that's wrong?
No, I don't. I think that's great.
Well, compared to Henrietta, I mean, she's so pretty and shy and sweet and all.
Well, she is all of those things, but I bet she wishes she was like you sometimes.
Like me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're interesting and you're lively and you're just full of ideas.
Say that again.
I said you're interesting and you're lively and always full of ideas.
Well, I don't know. Thanks, Handy, anyhow. It's coming really along nicely.
Mm-hmm. Lady Elaine?
Yeah?
Now I'd like to ask you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, do you ever like to get dressed up and put on something real fancy?
Oh, me? Never.
Are you sure, Lady Elaine?
Well, maybe sometimes. But how can I be a handy lady if I get dressed up fancy and all?
Well, you can just be you. I mean, handy you, pretty you, happy you, sad you, however you feel.
That's easier said than done.
I know, Lady Elaine. I really do. You know what? I think I have to get back to the castle. I've got a few more chores to finish up, and then I'd like to stop by and see Henrietta. There's a couple things I'd like to talk to her about.
Yeah, well, I'll sure think about what you just told me.
I'm sure you will, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I'll see you later.
Huh? Yeah, the job's coming along really well. This crack here just filled in nicely.
Bye, dear.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Children sometimes have fun teasing each other. But you know, sometimes teasing makes you feel bad about who you are. I like you to feel good about who you are.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I. You I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
Did you ever draw a picture of how you think that you look? I think I'll do that about myself. I thought I had some paper here. I guess there's some in the kitchen. You remember. Even when you're feeling blue, hope you'll remember that. It's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. Now, I'm a tall person. And not very fat. And my hair looks black to me, so I'll put black hair there. visit with you, I usually wear a sweater. Often has a zipper. And what do I usually wear on my feet? Sneakers, huh? Some kind of soft sole shoes there. Oh, that's what I think I look like. There's times that I don't have a smile on my face. No. Times I get angry too, like that. That's Mr. Rogers' idea of himself for today. I hope that you're getting to know more and more about yourself and getting to like what you know. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. What did I have when I came in today? Oh, the ukulele. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.